the Memorare. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly to you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen.
All across the Gulf South,
it's 7 a.m.
Time to wake up
on Catholic Community Media.
Good morning. You're listening to Wake Up on this beautiful Tuesday morning. You are tuning your heart to the truth with us today. I'm Gabby Smith, along with Damian Collado and David Dawson. Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Oh, my gosh. My plants are happy. They got a lot of rain last night. So
consider yourself lucky.
Yeah, for some reason this morning, though, Damien, my streets were wet, and I don't know how that happened.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's called rain, but
little,
I didn't hear it.
A little shower came through around 12:30.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh.
A little after midnight, but it wasn't much.
But to be continued, right? That's going to happen
let's
later?
Let's hope.
All right. All right.
You bet. We'll get to that in just a second, but we always begin with prayer. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen, O God, who made the Bishop St. Paulinus of Nola outstanding for love and poverty, and for pastoral care, graciously grant that, as we celebrate his merits, we may imitate the example of his charity. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Saint Paulinus of Nola, pray for us. I think he grew up in the French Quarter.
He did, didn't he? Nola. Yeah, there you go. There you go. French Quarter needs a saint.
Yes, they do. We have a wonderful show for you today, starting off with some events in our listening area. We will give you details about all of these events. Once again, can be found at our website at ccmedia.live. Just click on Events and News and then click on our calendar. We have wonderful guests, starting off with John Kamek. He's a principal of a school, a Catholic school in Tyler, Texas, called Bishop Gorman. Now, why are we talking to a principal in a different state? Well, they have formed their school to follow something called the Newman Guide, and it is completely transforming Catholic education. So while education and forming our children with proper education is, of course, a hot topic in politics and in our world today, even in the Catholic sector, we want to make sure that when we put our kids in Catholic school, they are learning the true Catholic faith. So we're going to be talking to this principal about that as well. Father Chris Decker joins us in 35 minutes, of course, pastor at St. Mary's of False River in New Roads and the director of mission for Catholic Community Media. Today, he's going to talk about our Advent at Sea cruise. So
join us
in December. He'll give us details about that. And in 48 minutes, Anthony DiStefano joins us. He's a Catholic author, and he's talking about his book called 30 Days to Your New Life, A Guide to Transforming Yourself from Head to Soul.
Whoa.
That's clever.
Okay. Head to soul.
Looking forward to talking with Anthony again.
Yeah. Dave's going to pay special attention during that segment.
Indeed.
Weather-wise, isolated thunder showers are going to be expected in the forecast. And after that, cloudy skies and a good chance of an afternoon shower coming back as the time or the temperatures heat up. That's going to possibly bring more rain. 80% chance, as a matter of fact. Some of you all got rain overnight, which was nice. Some are getting it right now. Hammond, Ponchatoula area getting hit with a little thunderstorm. High today, 90, because things have cooled down and will remain cool to some degree. Winds 5 to 10 miles an hour out of the west-southwest. And tomorrow, sunny skies, 20% chance of rain. Stray shower here and there. High is going to be around the mid-90s. Temperatures in and around the area right now. Gulfport at 75, as well as on the North Shore. Home at Thibodaux at 79. In Baton Rouge at 77. And in the Crescent City, 81 degrees. Those are your temps and forecast. Stick around. Wake Up's just getting started on this Tuesday morning.
Thank you. good Tuesday to you. I'm Father Chris Decker with today's gospel. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." We've heard the gospel, and now we reflect.
Love your enemies. What? Is Jesus crazy? Yes, he is, but with the insanity of love. This command must have seemed like sheer madness to the ears of Jesus' contemporaries, just as it does to many today. His imperative is particularly strong, for in the original text, Jesus declared, "You will love." Christianity is not for wimps, as the crucifixion amply demonstrates. Perhaps that is why many of us are afraid to embrace it fully. Loosely quoting Leviticus, Jesus begins with affirming our obligation to love our neighbor. This precept even makes sense to the secular way of judging things. I mean, after all, it's logical to love those who are like us and with whom we must get along to live in any kind of harmony. This is the logic of the flesh, of survival. But hating my enemy is natural to me, because my enemy is so deliciously repulsive. Adding impossibility on top of difficulty, Jesus concludes with another astounding command, which literally declares, "You will be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." Yet, this is our vocation in God's mind. So contained in this surprising command is the Father's power that can make the impossible possible. The tragedy is that far too few of us are bold enough to take the plunge into love as did John Paul II, St. Thérèse of Lisieux, St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta, and a legion of other saints. To achieve human holiness like our Heavenly Father, we must begin by willing it. Earlier in today's gospel, Jesus contrasted love and hate. He concludes by adding the command, pray. Prayer is a love language. When we pray, God transforms the praying heart. This is the first answer to prayer. There is an important lesson here. We cannot be the Father's children without the interior revolution Jesus is here inviting us to. May we all take the plunge into it. Have a wonderful day. This is Jimmy Sagers.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you, Father Chris. Thank you for listening. You're listening to Wake Up. It's Tuesday morning. So glad you could join us. And right now, a number of events we want to share with you. RetroVi, you may have heard that name before. Mm-hmm. It's a program designed to provide help and support to married couples who are undergoing difficulties in their relationship. Sponsored by the Catholic Church, RetroVi is open to couples of all faiths. It also has proven helpful to couples who are troubled and are stressed, or if the relationship has grown cold and distant, this could be a time for you to attend. The next weekend retreat is this weekend, so you still have time to sign up. It's going to be held at the William J. Kelly Retreat Center in Bay St. Louis. If you want more information, go to ccmedia.live to get the details.
And Sunday, June 25th, after 40 years as a parish priest, Father Jeff Bahe is going to be retiring from active priestly ministry. His retirement mass and reception will be on June 25th, beginning at 11 a.m. at St. John the Baptist in Zachary, and a reception is going to follow. Catered by Chef John Foles. That's going to be a big event because Father Jeff Bahe was incredible, big guy. Anyway, but at the same time, another very popular priest in the Baton Rouge Diocese is going to be having his 45th priesthood anniversary and retirement party, Father Tom Ranzino, and that's after the 11:30 Mass at St. Jean Vianney, and that's located on South Harold Ferry Road in Baton Rouge. Now, the Father Jeff is in Zachary, Louisiana. And Father Tom Ranzino's that you can bilocate, I guess.
No,
I mean,
you know,
yeah, it's the same thing, you know. But I bet you could catch both, because you know those receptions are going to keep going. You know what I mean?
For a while, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I have a feeling. So, yep, this weekend.
Yeah. Well, the Archdiocese of New Orleans Office of Marriage and Family Life in Springs in the Desert are partnering to offer Cherished, a retreat for those in a season of infertility, on July 7th through the 8th at St. Joseph's Abbey Retreat Center. Wherever you are on the path of infertility, the Marriage and Family Life Office invites you to join the Springs in the Desert team as they reflect on the emotional, relational, and spiritual aspects of the infertility experience, and to offer practical suggestions for strengthening your relationship with God and your spouse. Come with your spouse or on your own for a time of prayer, healing, and friendship. You can find more information at our website at ccmedia.live on our events calendar.
There's a new group getting together. It's called Always Better Together, sort of like peanut butter and jelly. A new ministry at Our Lady of Mercy Catholic Church in Baton Rouge, and it's to connect as well as support individuals with exceptional and special needs and their families. The goal is to share compassion, awareness, and education to fellow parishioners, as well as lift each other up in the midst of unique challenges that family members face in these type of situations. This will include a support group, sacramental guidance, as well as help in a full inclusion into the parish life as to how everyone can pray and worship together. If you want more information, go to our website, ccmedia.live. But again, this meeting is tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at Our Lady of Mercy in Baton Rouge.
All right. And a directed five-day silent retreat is available beginning June 26th to July 2nd at the Archdiocese of New Orleans Retreat Center in Metairie. The retreat, sponsored by Franciscan Missionaries and the Archdiocese Spirituality Center, and the cost for the retreat is $500. Each retreatant will meet daily with a spiritual director and spend the rest of these days in silence, prayer, and rest. Ooh, that sounds good. More information, go to ccmedia.live.
All right, those are some of the events we hope you get to take part in. In the meantime, don't go too far. Our first guest is coming up as Wake Up gets underway. It's 15 after the hour.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for June 20th. Today, we celebrate St. Paulinus of Nola. Anyone who is praised in the letters of six or seven saints must be of extraordinary character. Such a person was Paulinus of Nola, friend of Saints Augustine, Jerome, Martin, Gregory, and Ambrose. Born in France around 354, Paulinus became a distinguished lawyer. He and his Spanish wife Teresa were baptized and moved to her native land. After many childless years, they had a son who died a week after birth. The grieving couple gave away most of their Spanish property and resolved to live a life of great simplicity and charity. Possibly as a result of this great example, Paulinus was unexpectedly ordained a priest by the Bishop of Barcelona, since married priests were not uncommon at this time. Paulinus and his wife moved to Nola, near Naples. There, Paulinus gave away most of his remaining property and continued his work for the poor. He supported debtors, tramps, and other needy people while living a monastic life within his own home. By popular demand, he was made Bishop of Nola and served for 21 years. Paulinus died in 431. Among his few writings is the earliest surviving Christian wedding song. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
It is 19 past the hour. You're listening to Wake Up. I'm Gabby Smith, along with David Dawson and Damian Collado. St. Paulinus of Nola. So good to hear a little bit more about this saint. Not to be confused, this is actually not the Nola that we know in New Orleans.
It would be interesting.
I'm glad to know of something else. Yes, I'm glad we could hear a little bit more about this saint of the day. Yeah. So looking forward to our first guest for today's show. John Kamek joins us now. He's a principal over at Bishop Gorman Catholic School in Tyler, Texas. And we're going to be talking about the Newman Guide. Good morning, John. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Good morning. Great to be with you guys.
Well, you know, it's quite interesting because why are we talking about a Catholic school over in Tyler, Texas, when our listening area is over in Southeast Louisiana and along the Gulf Coast region? But this is quite interesting. The Newman Guide is actually making a lot of waves and changing the way Catholic schools present their curriculum. Because why do we put our kids in Catholic schools, right? For one particular reason. So tell us, John, a little bit more about what the Bishop Gorman Catholic School is doing with the Newman Guide and exactly what the Newman Guide is.
Sure. So the Newman Guide started, at least as I can recall, as an outfit that recognized faithfully Catholic colleges across the country. And then over time, they expanded that work into recognizing high schools as well. I think it started off as the top 50 Catholic high schools in the country recognition, and then that expanded into a Newman Honor Roll, and then that expanded further into recognizing parochial pre-K through 8 schools as well. And then as all this came together, the good people at Newman saw fit to then take what they began with at the college level and then bring it to the elementary and secondary level and publish a formal guide that recognizes schools that are faithful to the magisterium, things along those lines.
Yeah.
In terms of our work here at Gorman, that's precisely what we seek to do, through our curriculum. We are endeavoring to continue to build a Catholic integrated liberal arts curriculum that integrates theology, English, and the histories, while still remaining very faithful and focused on math and the natural sciences and things along those lines, to try to be, all things to all, to offer opportunities for experiential learning, internship learning, chances for the disabled, the trades, things along those lines. So it's a many years endeavor that we're proud to be embarking on.
So how did this school get started with recognizing the Newman Guide, or has it always been like that?
Gorman was one of the original schools when the top 50 list first came out. Early 2000s, somewhere along those lines. So this is a long time coming, this recognition in Newman's new guide. It's the work of many, many people over many years, who have slowly kept putting more and more into place and pointing things more towards the goal, so to speak. And within the last, I've been here for just over a year. Within the last probably, 5 to 7 years or something along those lines, there's been a concerted effort. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I think that's great. And, honestly, I remember when I was in high school, the primary focus of our religion courses was theology and centered around the Eucharist. Going to our chapel during religion classes was one of my favorite parts of the day, just because we got to sit in silence and really focus on what it means to be truly Catholic. Can you talk about the Eucharist being the center of our children's lives when they step into that religion class? Because that's what makes a Catholic school different than any other school.
Sure. So here the Eucharist is literally the center of the school because the chapel is right in the center of the building.
Yeah.
So it's very accessible to people all day long. We go to Mass as a school once a week, and there's Mass before school every day. And then every first Friday there's the opportunity for Eucharistic adoration from the beginning of the day to the end. So the Eucharist really is the beating heart, of the school. And this permeates not just only the theology classes, but the other ones as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us about Bishop Strickland's response. So we know that Bishop Strickland is your bishop over in Tyler, Texas. And I have been following him on social media for quite some time now. He's one of my favorite people and really bishops to follow, especially on Twitter. So tell us about his response and his support with the Newman Guide.
Well, the work of being recognized by Newman really began with Bishop. He was very instrumental in multiple ways, not the least of which is just charting the course that we should be following in terms of living our mission and vision. And then he not only, clearly he's the local ordinary, but also he's the chancellor of the school. So that has him, you know, on our board. It has us in regular communication with him and the chancellery about how it is that we're living the mission and the vision to form saints and missionaries that serve every segment of civil and ecclesial society. It's really seen as one work. You know, we're an extension of what it is that he wants to accomplish for his mission for promulgating the faith throughout the diocese. So needless to say, he was thrilled when this came about. And he also recognizes that it's been the work of many people over many years to have gotten us to this point.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us, John, where can we go to find out more information about the Newman Guide and how Bishop Gorman Catholic School is using this, especially in their religion classes and in their missions as a school?
Sure. All the information about the Newman Guide, our curriculum, how faith and reason are integrated is all on our, okay, I'll be found on our website. The Newman Guide is linked there as well. That is bishopgorman.net.
Thank you so much, John Kamek, principal of Bishop Gorman Catholic School. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
You can find the link to the school on our comment section for today's Facebook Live video. That is Wake Up Tuesday. We're live on our Facebook page and our YouTube channel. Just search Catholic Community Media on both and you'll be able to find us on there. And on YouTube, you can like and subscribe, or you can subscribe and hit the bell. So every time we do go live, you will receive a notification. But real quick, I want to get back to some events. This one is quite exciting because Father Jose Labastida has always been a wonderful supporter of Catholic Community Media, and he invites you to the Blessed Francis Silos Catholic Church Italian Dinner fundraiser this Sunday, June 25th, following the 9:30 and 11:30 Masses. The dinners will include delicious lasagna and all the goodies for only $12 per plate. There will be drive-through for pickup. Just look for the signs in the parking lot, and the fundraiser will help to purchase lighting for the area between the church and the chapel. Blessed Francis Silos Catholic Church is located in the Bywater in New Orleans off of Dauphine Street. Lighting is definitely needed in that area.
Yeah, pretty much anywhere. I've been there. Lighting is definitely needed.
So,
lighting is needed throughout the whole area there.
Well, that's true. But you know, it's just a drive-through. It's not you don't come in and sit down and eat, apparently, right? You just pick up the food, sort of like St. Vincent de Paul does in Baton Rouge.
Yes, drive-through.
Nice.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, you bring the lasagna home. Ooh, that does sound good.
It does.
Yes. And yes, it does.
Now, I've never been to this church. Have y'all?
Yeah. It's not a big church, but it's a beautiful old little church there in the Bywater. Really nice.
Okay. Was it something else before Blessed Silos?
That is a good question. I'd like to know the history of that.
I mean, I grew up there, but I never went down there to go to church.
You know what? I think it always has been. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. All I know is all those churches around that area, they all have such a beautiful history. Mm-hmm. And one time, I know there was pilgrimages offered down there to where you could see the
churches.
Well,
this is not the shrine, though.
No, it's not. No. That is at
the church.
Assumption of Mary is the shrine. But this is just the church itself, Blessed Francis Silos. But pilgrimage down there would be nice. We might have to take a look at that to see those churches. Right? Well, the history of those beautiful churches. It's been done before.
Especially the churches uptown too, over with Monsignor Nolte and Whole Name of Jesus, just some of the beautiful churches in the city of New Orleans.
And they have such a rich history. So I mean, that's what amazes me about South Louisiana. Our Catholic culture goes so deep. We were talking about that the other day. I forgot who I was talking with. I mean, just look at our parishes: Assumption Parish, Ascension Parish, St. Charles, St. James.
Yeah, very spiritual area.
Yeah. So I mean, just that, and then you look at the culture that permeates everything that we do. You know, in its own weird way, Mardi Gras. You know, but it's part of the Catholic culture because why we celebrate it. Right? You know, so You know, I love celebrating who we are and why we are, but I think we can say that in South Louisiana and along the Mississippi Gulf Coast. I think
that's why we have a festival. We have a festival every weekend.
Absolutely.
Because we like to celebrate. We enjoy life.
Absolutely.
And that's important.
Yep.
You know, we were not, even though we have to deal with suffering, we also need to be spiritual, happy people in the process.
That's right.
And I like that. That's what I love about our culture in South Louisiana. That's why I think you also see in New Orleans so many churches is because every area had the
they
Italians
had, its own culture,
had their own
they had
church.
Irish, you know.
The Irish had their church, the Germans, and so everybody had their own church and they went to and were yet they were still unified.
Yes, indeed.
That's what the Catholic Church is all about.
Absolutely.
Separate but yet unity. Mm-hmm. We'll get into that.
Speaking
later.
Of joyful, speaking of joyful, I can't wait for this next segment.
Yeah, Father Chris Decker will be joining us when we return from the break. It is 1:30 on Wake Up.
Hour on Wake Up. I'm David Dawson along with Damian Collado and Gabby Smith. And I must have nodded off there, Damian. I don't know what happened, but suddenly I heard the bumper music and boy, I can jump.
You look okay.
I need a rest. I need a vacation. I need to relax. I need to go on like a cruise. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think
it's time for a cruise.
Will it come soon enough is the question.
No, it's not going to be until December. And in fact, we have Father Christopher Decker, who's going to be on that cruise, probably leading conga lines and everything. Good morning, Father Chris.
I will tell you, this is a first for me. It's actually a first and a first. So to have a retreat that is also a cruise is one thing. But then to have a retreat that is also a cruise that is also covering a holy day of obligation is another.
Yeah, we're talking the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, right?
No, the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at the dates. You're right.
That's right. Our Lord was conceived, you know. That's what we,
That's kind of a big deal.
So, right. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, so I'm looking forward to all of this.
Yeah,
because you know, you do kind of need a break, and this is the time of year in the middle of the summer or the beginning of the summer where everybody's going on vacation.
Yeah.
Well, by the time you get to December and you're revving up towards the Christmas season, the church actually has a mini spiritual vacation built in called Advent. Right. It's one of the great seasons of preparation of the church year. And so we at Catholic Community Media are always kind of on the lookout for a way to supercharge our opportunities for reflection. So we figured, how about a fundraiser at a time to get together as a Catholic Community Media family, but then also to have a couple of days of retreat. And to really get away from it all, we figured we'd do it on water.
It's about as away from it all as you can get. All right, the date is December 7th through December 11th. So let's see, we'll be on the first candle, or the second candle. First candle,
It's Thursday through a Monday.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Thursday through Monday. All right, and so we're going to be leaving New Orleans, and we're going to be cruising the Caribbean. I be honest with you, I don't know the stops. Gabby, you probably know the stops better than I do, how that
works.
It's
just one stop, and it's to Cozumel, Mexico.
Okay.
And just a side note, because I always like to plan ahead, they have really cute Christmas gifts over in Cozumel.
Ah.
So if you're thinking about something quite unique, with tons of images of Our Lady of Guadalupe, that's the Cozumel stop. So, I mean, everywhere you turn, there's an image of Our Lady of Guadalupe in that spot.
Right, right.
It's absolutely incredible. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, cruises are a wonderful way to unplug. No one can contact you unless you actually buy an internet package, which I do not. I love to kind of get off the grid because it forces you to really not be available in that sense, and really take time to relax and be on vacation. And Father Chris is going to be doing daily mass and confessions as well. So that's a win-win.
Sure. That's kind of the beauty of it. I'm still kind of working on the itinerary myself. Like I say, it's a 4-day cruise. So if you happen to be one of those folks who's like, I don't know about a cruise, a 4-day cruise is not a 7-day cruise, is not a 14-day cruise, right?
Okay.
So a 4-day cruise is just kind of a simple, maybe dipping your toe in the water, pun very intended. But while at the same time, we're going to have a little bit of a spiritual program.
Yeah.
And so we'll have daily mass, and that daily mass will probably include maybe an extended, slightly extended homily. Okay, just to kind of to get you in the retreat space.
Yeah.
But then the rest of the day, right? The rest of the day is yours.
Right.
And so, so we're kind of keeping it very, very simple, very loose, while you have an opportunity to enjoy all the stuff that cruise ships have, right? So they have all the fun and whatnot.
Right.
But then also to be able to say, okay, but I still want to kind of couch it in I'm getting willfully getting away, which is what a retreat is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willfully getting away, and I'm also going to spend it with the Lord. And I think honestly, having at the beginning of the cruise, that second day at sea, having that, the celebration of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary, really could be a very beautiful way to have a retreat, but also an opportunity to have a solemnity, some fun with everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I mean, you do celebrate
Sunday mass in there too.
Yeah.
What's that? Yeah.
You do celebrate. I mean, it's the solemnity. It's right. It's something to that's very special. You know, I'm just sitting here thinking as you're talking. You're saying mass. You're going to be hearing confessions. You're probably mm-hmm. going to have an extended homily on that feast day, and it's sort of like a retreat. I'm just picturing somebody say, "My life was changed, and I had a profound spiritual awakening on a cruise." I mean, that would be
the strangest place.
That would be fantastic. That would be fantastic.
Well,
and, go ahead, Gabby.
Yeah, and if anything, the views are absolutely spectacular. I mean, those are views that you can't get anywhere unless you're on a ship or a boat, really, in the middle of the Caribbean, watching the sunrise or the sunset, and really diving into deep prayer. It's profound peace, I think, in that sense. And
that's right.
You have that one-on-one time with Father Chris as well. He can't be far. He's
right.
on a ship.
That's,
so
that's exactly right. So yeah, I'll be kind of wandering about, you know, and I'll, like at most retreats, I'll let you know where I'm going to be at certain times.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's worth saying that we're going to be celebrating the second Sunday of Advent while aboard ship. So you are going to get some of that spiritual preparation that you need for beginning the Christmas season. Because you remember, Advent prepares us for Christmas, and Christmas begins on December 25th and goes all the way through the baptism of the Lord. So to be able to truly engage in the great feast of the church, that is Christmastide and Epiphanytide,
mm-hmm.
we can take a little bit of time out that has a couple of built-in solemnities into it, so you're able to have fun
right.
and have that kind of gentle sense of moving into the Advent season. So I'm really looking forward to it. Like I say, it's ad experimentum, as mm-hmm. we say in Latin, right? It's a bit of an experiment.
That's how I say it in Latin, yes.
Isn't it? Yeah,
but
as you should.
But, you know, Advent season and getting up to Christmas season, really a lot of people, that's a time of panic and frustration, and they get flustered.
Yeah.
And by the time Christmas gets
here. And we steamroll over it, too.
Yeah.
Right? When we get to December 25th, we're done.
Yes,
but if
you
prepare well, you can actually celebrate well.
Celebrate the season. So this is a good way to relax. And by the time Christmas gets here, there's going to be a whole lot you don't care about, and it won't matter anyway, right?
So, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
And with most of the penitential seasons of the church and the preparation seasons of the church, it gives us an opportunity to take stock of where we've been throughout the year and where we're going. So Advent can really be a good time of thinking about your spiritual resolutions as you begin the Christmas season,
as you
too.
Prepare
so
for the new
year. There's a lot
of
good stuff going on there. Yeah.
I never thought of it that way, preparing for your New Year's resolution. What a beautiful way that would great. Well, Father Chris, we're looking forward to this. This ought to be a lot of fun, and at the same time, it sounds like it might run a little deep.
well, you know, good cruises do.
Good cruises do. Man, we got puns all over the place.
Yeah, we don't want to hit a sandbar, that's for sure.
Spiritually or otherwise, that's right.
All right,
well, look, we got more information. You just go to ccmedia.live and secure your cabin today, because this really does sound like a wonderful event to go on it, and it could be a profound experience. So,
Father Chris is a great one to lead the way. only because he understands our faith. Mm-hmm. And I literally, you can ask him anything, and he's got the answer.
Yep.
Because I believe the Holy Spirit.
At least I know where to go get it.
Mm-hmm. but you're filled with the Holy Spirit, Chris, Father Chris, and that's the beauty of that. And people, if they want to need some spiritual direction, I know you'd provide that as well on this trip.
Absolutely. You hardly ever get to corner a priest, and a Christian doubly so.
That's my point. Yep.
I'm trying to picture a Hawaiian shirt with a collar, but that could happen. You don't know.
Very good. No.
There you go. Father Chris, thank you much.
Yep, you're welcome.
All right. Looking forward to this cruise, y'all. This sounds like it would be a...
So give the dates again, Dave, and the details.
Yes. Hang on. Let me scroll down to it because I just missed it there. It is going to be December 7th through December 11th. 7th through 11th, we're going to be leaving New Orleans and going to Cozumel. So should be
four nights.
And,
long mass. Weekend.
Make it easy.
Absolutely.
That's right. You don't have to get on a plane or anything. Just drive to New Orleans, get on the ship, go to Cozumel, come back, and you'll be revived and ready for Christmas.
Indeed. When we come back, Damien's going to talk to Anthony DeStefano, and we're going to change our lives from head to soul.
All right. Let's do it. Happy Tuesday, everyone. 12 minutes before the top of the hour, you're listening to Wake Up. Damien Colato along with Gabby Smith and David Dawson. With us now, Anthony DeStefano. He is a Catholic author here to talk about his book, 30 Days to Your New Life. That's right, your new life. A guide to transforming yourself from head to soul. I love the title. Let's see if we're going to love the book. Anthony, good morning.
Good morning. How are you all?
Man, we are doing great, and I'm excited to hear about this book because, trust me, I've read my share of motivational books and your version of self-help books over the decades, and it's everything from finding your purpose to finding happiness. So, got to ask you point blank, what makes your book different?
Sure. Well, you know, I'm an advocate of personal development, too. I've taken so many programs myself over the years, and what I have found is that there's a serious limitation to all of them. They work for a while, and then the results are temporary. When life really hits you with a 2x4, you know, that's when all the self-help programs break down. And the reason is because they focus too much on self-help and not enough on God's help. That's the big trap of the self-help industry. You can use personal development principles to become very successful, but you could still end up being miserable. Just look at all the Hollywood movie stars out there who spin out of control with drugs and kill themselves despite their success. If you've got your priorities screwed up, you're never going to be at peace no matter how much success you attain. And interestingly, by the way, that works in the opposite direction with overly spiritual people who think that all they have to do is pray to God and he's going to wave a magic wand and all their problems are going to disappear. They don't realize the truth of the old saying that God helps those who help themselves. The personal development movement has discovered some very useful tools in dealing with us, deal with the problems and stresses of life. So the bottom line is, my book tries to do is take the best of both worlds and combine them. I wanted to write a book that utilizes the very best self-help principles, but balanced and corrected them with orthodox, traditional, Christian, Catholic principles. And my hope is that the results people get from this book won't just be temporary, but will be long-lasting and hopefully even permanent.
Well, that's good to hear, and I agree with you 100%. All these, quite often, God is the missing element
in those books,
and you have to turn to something else or someone else. So, what are some of the steps and methods that you incorporate in your book in order for us to transform ourselves from head to soul in 30 days?
Well, you know, there's so many. The whole book is about that. It's a 30-day program, so there's actually 30 different, you know, in each chapter gives people things to do. So to sum everything up would be difficult, but I can give you a couple of quick steps that people can use to take control of their life when they're feeling overwhelmed, and they may seem very obvious. But like the old saying, you know, it's not a question of knowing what to do. It's a question of doing what you know already. Mm-hmm. And so I'll give you three quick ones. Number one, and again, they seem obvious. You got to put God first. You got to avoid that main pitfall of the personal development movement. And when I say put God first, I mean that literally and practically. The first thing to do in the morning when you're coming out of dreamland and entering into the world of the living, mm-hmm. you have to offer up a quick prayer to God, thanking Him for another day. Mm-hmm. Saying Our Father if you have time, or if you're Catholic, pray that beautiful morning offering. Mm-hmm. But you've got to plug yourself into the power of the universe. Don't spend your first moments thinking about the stresses of the day and all the meetings and problems that you have. Just give your first thought to God. You put God first, He's going to put you first. Yep. Second thing is, you got to harness the power of momentum. If you're overwhelmed by problems, you don't have to binge trying to solve all your problems at once. It didn't take you one day to amass all your problems. It's not going to take you one day to fix them. Okay, people get overwhelmed and it paralyzes them. Okay, they don't take action until the pressure builds so much that it's about to explode. That's a terrible way to live. The key to everything is to take small actions consistently in every area, finances, family, relationships, health. Take them small, but consistently. And we all know this is true. You know, the first trip to the gym is the hardest, but then second trip is easier. The fourth time, you're raring to go. And the third quick thing I'll say, again, it's very obvious, is you got to start cleaning up the messes in your life. God is a God of order. From the very beginning of the Bible, we see Him separating light from darkness, the land from the water. We have to imitate Him. Okay? It doesn't matter how big your problems are. You've got to start simple by making your bed in the morning and cleaning your desk and cleaning your computer screen. If you do that little by little, slowly by slowly, you'll build momentum, and then your head will begin to clear too, and you'll be able to deal more effectively with all your problems. There's lots more, but those are just
three. And part of it is letting go of some things. But here's my point, I guess, and I'm serious about this. I think COVID screwed everybody up, and there was something evil about that, and we'll determine that when it's all said and done. But it created a lot of loneliness, depression, anxiety, no self-worth anymore. People are trying to get out of that vacuum, and your book, your timing on it is perfect.
Well, I hope so. One of the reasons why I wrote this book was because of COVID, because I saw how much depression loneliness and misery and confusion there is out there. There's so much confusion out there. Mm-hmm. And that's not the way God wants us to live. We're called to be joyful. If you're a Christian, you're called to be joyful. Joyful. And so I wanted to, this book is a little bit of a tough love approach, but the reason is not because I'm some sort of sadist. It's because I really want people to profit from it and really, you know, take control and get that joy that comes with being a Christian.
Can I ask you a different question altogether? Where did God give you the gift to write so many good books? Not only these books for adults, but children. Do these things just come to you automatically? I'm amazed.
You know, it's so funny. I wanted to be a writer since I was a little boy, and by the time I was, and I didn't write my first book till I was 37. wow. That was 20 years ago now, and I've written 25, 26 books since then. And I'll tell you, the key, I prayed and prayed and prayed. I used to not be able to come up with ideas, but sometime in my late 20s, early 30s, I finally got serious about my faith. And you know what I did? I did that. The devotion to Jesus through Mary, the consecration to Jesus through Mary. Mm-hmm. I used the old St. Louis de Montfort formula, though there's an updated new one by Father Gately that's very good. And I have to tell you, after that, it was like the floodgates opened up, and the ideas haven't started to come. And I've always given that that credit to the graces of Our Lady, who is the spouse of the Holy Spirit. That's a very spiritual answer to that. But that's when it started. right
then. I figured something.
Had to be,
and
the
that's
Holy
why
Spirit.
I had to ask, yeah. Because again, you do a wonderful job of writing, and it's very understandable. And I think people need to not only get this book, but look at some of your others. Again, the name of the book, 30 Days to Your New Life, A Guide to Transforming Yourself from Head to Soul. Anthony DeStefano, thank you so much for being with us. By the way, the book's released today, I believe, huh?
Today. You're my first interview on book launch day.
Thank you.
There we go.
Well, thank you for being with us on Wake Up, and God bless you and continued success.
God bless you. Thank you all.
All righty. And you
Isn't
can go.
The title great? Head to Soul.
Yes.
Not Head to Toe,
yeah.
Head to Soul.
That yeah. Sophia Institute, by the way, you can just go to their website and get the book right then and there, or Amazon. It's there as well. Good guy, though.
Yes.
Yeah. Really.
Well, that was great.
All right. Well, y'all ready to close out the day with a prayer?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
We may as well. And since he brought up Our Lady, we will pray to her in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Dearest Mother Mary, Christ your Son, learn to love from your loving example. Teach me to love in the same way. Instruct me in the way of your virtues. Help me to make use of every opportunity to grow in them. Never let me miss the opportunities life gives me to love and form myself in virtue. I always want to love the way you love. Mary, my mother, help me be your faithful child. Bring me to your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow at 7 a.m. Central Time. Have a wonderful Tuesday. God bless.
Wake Up is a production of Catholic Community Media.